You're listening to the Muffin Junkie Serves Tunes with Your Tea, British Columbia's grooviest lo-fi music podcast.
Kiddos, that Mondo Cool psychedelic high tempo scorcher that you heard in this morning's podcast opener was The Darkness in You by the No Men from their spectacular brand new album, If Not Why Then When. In fact, kiddos, some of the various members of this talented enigmatic band out of East Ayrshire, Scotland, the No Men, are about to join me in a few moments for a rare interview all about their music. I hope to ask them about their brand new album, If Not Why Then When, and much, much more. Well, hang on, kiddos. The members of the No Men are signaling to me. They have just sat down on the Muffin Junkie's psychedelic saffron couch, which today is in honor of their visit, is covered in an Argyle psychedelic theme. Good morning, No Men.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning lager time. Morning lager time. That's better.
Wow. Wow, guys, is that open beer in here? Hold it. It's only 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's quite late for us.
It's 6 o'clock, and it's lager time.
Anyways, guys, I have a traditional Scottish breakfast for you, but...
Well, we thought traditional Scottish breakfast was beer and whiskey, so...
Daniel! Oh, wait, guys, it's Bert Sounder.
What's going on here?
My boss, Bert Sounder, is
here. You know
here.
There's no drinking in this place.
Well, I don't know about that, man.
Bert, I'm very sorry.
Hey, is that a Belhaven Scottish ale?
Yep, could be. Bert, you want one yourself?
I should be setting an example.
Go on,
I
then,
really
Bert.
Shouldn't, but maybe I'll change my mind there. Pass me one, please.
There you are, Bert.
Just this once.
I guess I can have one, too.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. After that, that's over. No more booze here.
We'll only go whiskey after this.
All right, Bert.
Sorry, guys. We'll get back to the interview there. Thanks again, Bert. That pale ale is delicious. Sorry, just got my mic cord twisted here for a moment. There we go. Perhaps each of you fine gents from the No Men, from the shores of the Firth of Clyde, would introduce yourself to the Muffin Junkie listeners and state your musical role in the No Men.
I'm Alan No Man. I play the bass.
I'm the ghost of Brian No Man, and I play the guitar. And the goat.
I'm George No Man, and I do whatever I am told to do. Missing Billy, and very, very missing is Jamie, who has gone completely AWOL.
Missing in action?
Yes.
But we miss him.
Now, in a moment, I'm going to play an incredible song called Biking, which features do-it-yourself punk legend, the late Steve Treatment, and yourselves, the No Men. Now, once that's done playing and we come back, perhaps each of you could say the first thing that comes to mind when you hear this tremendous track, and then perhaps you could take the listeners on a brief No Men history lesson and talk about the importance of Steve Treatment to the evolution of the No Men.
I'm going biking, you're going biking. Everybody's liking it, cause everybody's a liking it. If I'm gonna rock it, then you gotta go back in it. Ten. It's a I'm going back in, and you're going back in. Everybody's liking it, cause everybody's a liking it. If I'm gonna rock it, then you gotta go back in it. Ten. It's a who's going back in on Tuesday? We're all going back on Monday, and who's back on Thursday too? I said, get down. I'm going back in, you're going back in. Everybody's liking it, so everybody's backing it. You're going back in, I'm going back in too. Aha, give me. Arrest
me. You're going biking, I'm going biking. Everybody's liking it, everybody's biking it. You're going biking, I'm going biking too.
Legend. Steve was very important. Alan will take up the story of how we got in touch with Steve. Over to you, Alan.
We were looking for more information about his records, and I just started off the Top Floor's website. It's a record label that we're on. And his sister and one of the old members of his bands got in touch with others and said it would be really good for Steve if we sort of started working with him. And that was 12 years ago or thereabouts?
Probably longer. 13 years? I can't remember. Just like days. Steve, it was in the old. And anyway, Steve got in contact with Alan and sent a lot of tapes and then a lot of phone calls. And you kind of miss those phone calls. I really miss those phone calls. There's a lot of gossip, a lot of being a Dalek, and a lot of Carry On impressions.
So, strangely enough, over these 13 years or so, we didn't actually do that many records with them. It was mostly long conversations and long drinks.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Let's talk about the No Men and philosophy. Imagine there was a book out called The Philosopher's Guide to the No Men. What do you think it would say is the philosophy of the No Men with regard to your songs and recording them?
If we've got a philosophy, it's do it yourself.
Yes.
Carry on that tradition.
Very much
doing
so.
Everything ourselves. No studios, no managers, no record labels or anything like that. Just DIY.
For better or worse.
Yep, our management told us to say that.
So did the record label.
And the promoter.
Gentlemen, I thought this might be a good time to do something crazy.
Crazy.
That's right. I thought I'd play two back-to-back tracks by the No Men.
A double shot of No Men sugar in the listener's tea.
That's right. I'd like to play two back-to-back tracks, You're the Bomb and One Shot Rocket, from the No Men's fabulous 20-track album, self-titled The No Men, that showcases many of the No Men's musical styles, including garage rock, psych drone, and even a pinch of metal thrown in for good measure. Now, I don't want to pry, because I know the No Men are like a esoteric mystery school. I just have to ask, did you each come from bands that played very different styles of music originally? And is this a criteria for being selected as a member of the No Men? And when you've answered that, maybe you could talk a little bit about this classic No Men album titled The No Men.
Nope, this is the first band we've all been in. We all just like making compilations of different stuff. So you can get punk rock song next to a cocktail song, next to a rap song, next to a... We don't actually recognize boundaries. It's just all music to us.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the only selection process or criteria for being in the No Men is that you're willing to do really stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Use of gaffer tape.
Well, there's a lot of hours we've got to put into it. We meet up once a week for about 3 or 4 hours maximum, and that's it. So,
yep.
I've got to be committed.
It's about ideas.
And the matching tattoos are important.
They are indeed.
The album you're talking about, The No Men, was actually recorded so long ago in sort of No Men years that could barely remember doing it. Since the one that you were talking about earlier as being a new album, I think we've had another, well, we've recorded at least two albums, since then.
They're yet to come out, though, but we'll let you know when they do come out. Mm-hmm.
Including the exclusive track we've done to yourself later on.
Oh, no, please.
It's so exclusive, it's exclusive to exclusivity.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So exclusive, I've not heard it.
Correct. Well, that's probably true, yes.
We'll be right back.
Now, George, Ellen, and Brian, when I drink beer, I get hungry. So to honor that fact, I have some crisps here, cheese and onion crisps. Would you like to partake in this bag of cheese and onion crisps as we continue your interview?
Well, actually, we've got our own bag here of prawn cocktail crisps.
Always travel with
them. Oh, I like that. Oh, I'll have a couple of cheese and onion as well, though.
And the no-men, what is the no-men's position on crisps? What are your favorite crisps?
Like a pickled onion monster munch. I'm a big fan of that. I like Skips. Oh, melt in your mouth.
Bobby's snacks.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You can only get from the corner shop.
Crisps, Oakstein's.
I'm very envious of the crisps from the UK.
All crisps of the world are good.
Here, here. I sick of that.
But after I have a crisp, it dries up my mouth. And you know the only thing that will quench that?
More beer.
Dryness?
More beer.
Guys, remember, Bert doesn't want us to have any more beer, so keep it under the table. Hang on, guys. I just finished this last bit of my season onion crisps here. It's so addictive, I can't help it.
Daniels, quit eating them damn chips.
Hang on, Bert.
Oh, what the hell? You're always eating them damn things. Get back to the interview.
Bert, would you want one? It's cheese and onion.
No, I don't want the goddamn things. Get going.
Your name on it.
No.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I'll just have to adjust the mic here. Guys, sorry. Right now, gents, perhaps mentally, we could, in our minds, put on platform boots, glitter, and androgynous makeup, and jumpsuits.
That's exactly what we're wearing.
Screw down hairdos like Ziggy Stardust for a moment. Let's talk about the influence of glam on the No-Men. Now, the No-Men have a magnificent little album. It's marvelous. It's called Glam. Purports to collect all three of the band's early 70s glam singles. Now, I love the pictures on the back of the cover that have all of you and the No-Men in the glam-styled hairdos. Very cool gentlemen. But right now, perhaps you could say something about the influence of glam on the No-Men, and then each of you would say something about this album, Glam. And then we're going to hear a glam-tastic track from the album that's called We Are the No-Men.
Well, I think the lesson of that album is don't believe everything you read.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. If you go historical facts, I'm the oldest of the No-Men, and I was about 12
on
the dates
goodness.
Mentioned for the recording of that album. The rest of them would be about 2.
There was a lot of child exploitation involved in that recording.
Yeah. Oh, but it was a lot of fun to record that because...
The glam babies.
That's probably the idea in the No-Men, if it's you should have fun while you're doing it, and I think that's what we had. I certainly had a lot of fun, plus wearing the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And the lycra.
Oh,
and
well, after breaking two legs during the recording and tumbling on those platforms.
Yep, that was a tragedy, but you know, I bounced back.
Got to suffer for your glam.
It was a real trip down memory lane looking at those old pictures of ourselves as well, back when we were a pretty boy band.
Yeah, back when we had hair.
We look quite different now. We've all got beards like Roy Wood.
Roy Wood.
Can't get more glam than that.
We day. I'm going to take you to the game I play. Acoustic platforms are all I need on the halfway line. That's all I need. I said, Bill Shankly's coming for me.
in the run and I'm for the squad. Because I'm very good friends with Rod. He's in the terraces with all my friends. He's in the very bad end. He's got a chip and he's gonna have his eye on you. Cause he comes just down from Electric Avenue.
We are the No Man.
Whoa. Forget her.
We are the No Man. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We are the No Man. Whoa, whoa. We are the No Man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We'll make your head in.
From glam to paisley shirts, altered states of consciousness, and distorted surreal swirling liquid light shows. Now I want to play Zodiac Adventure by the No Men from your classic psychedelic album, The No Men Are Zodiac Adventures. And then when the song is finished and we come back, I want to ask each of you about the psychedelic influence in the No Men's music.
I'll drive. I'll drive.
Then I
Zodiac Adventure by the No Men was a real head trip. Now, as you know, I'm a huge fan of psychedelia. If it were up to me, I would be magically transported into a scene of the Monkees movie Head, and I would either be Peter Tork or Mike Nesmith doing something surreal and crazy. But that's just me. But who are the No Men's psychedelic influences? Who are the psychedelic influences on your mind when you put together this trippy album, The No Men, Our Zodiac Adventures?
The guy that sells acid down the... Oh, no, sorry. No, no.
I have to say that Pink Floyd's Sid James is a huge influence. What about you, Brian? Probably Arthur Askey from Love. What about Rocky Four from the 13th Floor Elevators?
Definitely a strong contender.
Whoops, I just hit the mic again. I better take Bert's advice and not have any more beer. I think the psychedelic grape band, Hot Chocolate Watch Band, it could also be a huge influence on your music when I listen to it. Now, I couldn't resist. I want to play another psychedelic track by the No Men. It's called Superhero from the No Men's excellent psychedelic album, Escape Reality with the No Men. Now, my favorite superheroes are the 1960s era Jack Kirby Marvel Comics superheroes. Who are the No Men's favorite superheroes? And perhaps you'd lead us into this track, Superhero, from Escape Reality with the No Men.
My favorite superhero is Alan No Man, Brian No Man, Billy No Man, JB No Man. They are my superheroes.
Gee, shuts.
I mean that. Yous are all my heroes.
My favourite superheroes are the Powerpuff Girls.
Good choice, good choice. My favourite superhero is Julie Newmar as Catwoman.
I like it.
But she's really a supervillain.
I know, but you know, sometimes...
Can you blame me for thinking that?
Sometimes villains are just dark heroes. Like, heaven is just a hell for bad people.
We'll be right back.
think it's fair to say that science fiction has had a major impact on the gnomon, influenced you musically. And I can relate, gentlemen, because I still live in my mind in the 1970s, Terrence Dix era, John Pertwee, Doctor Who. I like to pretend that I'm one of the Axons from the Doctor Who classic, The Claws of Axos. I put on gold makeup and a gold wig and a fake plastic prosthetic tight-fitting Axon suit. Oh, never mind, gentlemen. Better get back to the gnomon. But let's talk about science fiction and the gnomon. Now, I would highly recommend to the Muffin Junkie listeners that they check out the gnomon's video, the space station on YouTube, on the gnomon's video channel there. Now, upon first viewing, gents, I must say I loved it. It reminded me of the classic 70s sci-fi, perhaps a clip from the Tomorrow People, the original series. What can the gnomon say about this video? And what can you say about the influence of sci-fi on the gnomon? And perhaps you'd touch upon your classic sci-fi album, Space 2015.
Well, yes, we do love a lot of Doctor Who. We like the changes. We like the Tomorrow People. We like Quatermass. But I think for our sci-fi influences, our main inspiration for our films are Ed Wood's classic Plan 9 from Outer Space. I think it's more than reflected in our music and our attitude to filming and how we behave in videos.
Well, even though these videos look like zero-budget 1950s nonsense, when we're making them, actually think they're Hollywood blockbusters with perfect special effects and super actors in every one of them. Some people watch them back like 6 months later, think, oh my God.
That particular film was brought about by the opportunity we had to film on board the International Space Station, which was just fantastic of all the different space agencies around the world to allow us to do that.
And always nice to be invited by India and Russia to be involved in their space programs, and we'll thank them now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to play What If Cheese Is Made Out of the Moon from the gnomon's legendary sci-fi album, Space 2015. Could you find gents and the gnomon lead us into this track before it plays?
It is about the fact of the discovery that the moon is actually made out of cheese. When you're younger, folks say
that the moon's made out of cheese.
Yep. And until we got there, we didn't realize that it was Stilton-based. And it apparently is Stilton-based. And it's a cover-up by the government to not allow you to know that the moon is actually a big ball of cheese.
But it was only when we actually had a big cheese sandwich and the cheese tasted like the moon that we thought there was something else behind it.
And then we realised and we discovered a conspiracy website that actually said that cheese was made out of the moon. It's a delicious conspiracy. Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest melted conspiracies I've ever tasted.
Hello. Slightly cheesy.
It's a conspiracy that goes well with a nice red wine or perhaps a glass of port
or a Worcester sauce. Mm-hmm. Even Branston pickle goes well. It's a huge conspiracy.
What if cheese is made out of the moon?
kiddos. I'll be right back with more fantastic interviews with the No Men right after this podcast identification. When we return, I will ask them all about their brand new album, If Not Why, Then When.
It's Groovy and Hip. The Muffin Junkie is a psychedelic trip. The Raving Loony plays the best lo-fi sounds from every country and city and town.
Now, as I promised at the beginning of today's podcast, I said I would ask all of you in the No Men about your excellent brand new album, If Not Why, Then When, which is available at the No Men's Bandcamp site at thenomen.bandcamp.com, as are all your fine No Men albums, I might add. George, Alan, and Brian, what can you say about your album, the No Men's brand new album, If Not Why, Then When?
Well, with the album, we started off trying to record some sort of French 60s pop type stuff with electronic drums and whatnot, but then we ended up just usually swamping everything in guitars
doing
and backwards reverb vocals and doing unusual stuff.
It went wrong as usual.
It just went horribly wrong.
It went wrong. Yep. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that we managed to get an album out of the sonic sludge that we produced. There's no fixed plans on records. They just kind of happen every now and again.
Plus, it was about probably the same amount of material not used for the album.
Ah, next
which
record.
May well be in the outtake album. Ah. The next album. Mm-hmm.
Now, this brand new album by the No Men, If Not Why, Then When, among its magnificent, diverse musical styles, it has some magnificent electronic uber pop on it. I'd like to play Hip Cops, as in policemen, and perhaps you'd lead us into it.
Well, Hip Cops was inspired by a poster that we saw in an old book that I had of sort of 1960s things, and it was an advert for sort of trying to get hippies to join the police force in America. It was phrases like, we want peacemen, not policemen. I can't imagine it would ever have worked, but it was a good poster.
We're always looking for something to rip off, as is tradition. Mm-hmm. Anyway, enjoy the Hip Cops.
Peace man, not police man.
favorite songs from this brand new album of the No Men, if not Why Then When, is the song On Dramadine. Outstanding work, gents. Perhaps the No Men would say something about this track and your enigmatic YouTube video for it, where the No Men have immortalized the mustache, paid homage to this iconic facial hair on one's upper lip. My favorite mustache of all time, by the way, gents, is the philosopher Nietzsche's mustache. I think that's very hard to beat.
Why?
But what is the significance behind these stashes in the video? And I have to ask, is there a movement building within the No Men, lobbying for all the members to grow compulsory mustaches and maybe do a full-on mustache concept album in the near future? And when you're done answering, gents, I want to play On Dramadine.
Unfortunately, none of the No Men can grow any facial hair, so I bought a roll of gaffer tape to do the book binding in that album, and they ended up being used for various other purposes, including moustaches.
Yes, it's basically a tribute to Freddie Mercury's performance at Live Aid, because it goes all the way back to the No Men album, We Must Rebuild the Future, which we envisioned us playing at Glastonbury headlining, and obviously if you're headlining Glastonbury, you have to look like Freddie. So it's gaffer tape moustaches from then on in.
During that recording, we found it was impossible to get the right sound without a gaffer tape moustache. It just was not working. Yeah. And then when the moustaches were applied, the magic began.
That did happen. It did.
And of course, the bigger the moustache, the better the sound.
Yeah, yep. Moustaches are
complete
essential.
To the full Fu Manchu.
Mm. Most significant thing about that On Dramadine song is that none of the No Men know what the correct name for the motion sickness drug is.
Yeah, well, we're looking for a company sponsorship, and unfortunately, the only one that would give us any money was Dramadine, which is like a seasick pill.
And gaffer tape.
And gaffer tape. Well, we're still working on them.
I take it too much. I'm unsteady on my feet. I just saw the cabin boy, and he's white as a sheet. He's shaking on his pins. He's dying for his sins. He's on Dramadine. He's on Dramadine. Seasick pills are driving me insane. I'm wibbly wobbling out of my brain. Tonight we're a trio, and we're heading off to Rio. Dizzy, dizzy ladies on the boat. I see crocodiles in the boat, 'cause I'm
another Mondo cool thing about your brand new album, If Not Why Then When, it has some really cool French electro on it, and you brought in a guest vocalist, Martinique. What can you say about Martinique and her contribution to this brand new album by the No Men? And I'd like to play one of the two tracks that she appears on. I'm going to play Incredible Boy. Perhaps you'd lead us into this track, gents, when you're done answering the first part of the question.
Well, Martinique is actually a girl called Rosalie, who comes from Martinique, who I was at college with many, many years ago. And the song Incredible Boy is about a superhero who is 8 years old and loves Doctor Who.
That's wonderful. That's and sweet. It's just that I'm so stupid and I never listened to people that when I thought her name was Martinique when somebody said she came from Martinique. So
we're always looking for people to exploit to put on our records.
Yeah.
And that was one instance where we were able to.
There is no place. Incredible. Incredible. You made this true, your heart so pure. You can't be wrong, you are so sure.
Talking about your brand new album, If Not Why Then When, but there's a rumor on the street.
I have my ear
to the pavement. The No Men have a brand new top secret film in the works right now. Now I know it's all hush hush, but what can the No Men share? What tantalizing tidbits of information can you give to us as sort of a preview of what the listeners might expect about this brand new forthcoming film epic featuring the No Men?
Well, because it's so hush-hush at the moment, if we told you anything, we'd have to kill you.
Yes, of course. Loose lips sink ships.
Although we can reveal that it is a space rock epic on a par with War of the Worlds, but set in Newcastle, featuring robots.
Sexy robots, yes.
Yep.
The budget is almost 10 times the budget for the Space Station video.
Yep.
So 10 times zero is still zero.
True.
true.
It was heavily influenced by a record that we got recently called Galactic Nightmare by a bloke called Alan Jefferson, possibly.
Oh, that sounds very cool.
Recorded this sort of space rock thing based in War of the Worlds in his bedroom in the sort of late 70s, which was released in cassette and then forgotten all about until Trunk Records in the UK brought it out again, and it is an absolute masterpiece.
Wow, I'm gonna check that out. The No Men have impeccable musical taste, which brings me to the next question before we wrap up today's podcast. Now, besides your own music, the No Men's music, George, Alan, and Brian, who are some of the bands and music today that the No Men like to kick back and listen to for pleasure's sake?
Alan? Well, before we flew over to Canada, I was listening to some Filth Spectre, but normally I just listen to Mantovani.
Brian?
Well, another top pop pick is the Blue Giant Zeta Puppies.
I think we all like the Blue Giant Zeta Puppies. Mm-hmm.
They're very popular in my bungalow.
Yep. And I'm a huge fan of a band from Norway called Sleepyard.
Wow, those are some excellent bands that you mentioned. Filth Spectre, of course, legendary with the Muffin Junkie listeners, led by the wild man of rock and roll himself, Wild Al Hotchkiss. And equally legendary with the Muffin Junkie listeners, the Blue Giant Zeta Puppies, led by Tom Zeta. And I will have to check out Sleepyard. Well, gents, Alan, George, and Brian, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you very much for having us
thank
on your
you.
Show.
Yes, thank you.
I really enjoyed partaking in that marvelous beer with you and
sharing some
crisps together as we talked about your music. I wanted to thank you for coming all the way here to Canada today and joining me in the Muffin Junkie studio. Our janitor, Barry, will act as your chauffeur, and he will chauffeur you
Barry.
Back to the airport and see that you make it there in style. I'll throw in a bag of crisps that you can have along the way.
Thank you.
Cheers.
To the airport.
Thank you.
I also wanted to thank Billy and Jamie Noman,
who
are back there in Bonnie, Scotland, hopefully listening to this morning's podcast.
Yep,
and I want to thank Topler's Records.
Topler's
and I also want to mention that besides checking out the Noman's Bandcamp site and their YouTube video site, you can also check out www.thenomen.org. You'll find lots of very cool things there on that site about the No Men. But all that aside, you have agreed to let me play an exclusive track from a batch of brand new songs that you're working on for yet another new No Men album.
Yep.
I have no idea what song you've selected, so it'll be new to me as it is to the listeners.
As it is to us.
Could you lead us into this exclusive track that will take us out of today's No Men podcast?
This next song is called Planet Earth from the film Space Rockets, and it is sung by the wonderful, the one and only, Alan No Man.
And I can't even sing.